I do want to ask you one thing about ovarian cancer, because one of the things that I've heard from these investigators, and it kind of made me think of it when you were talking about the edema in GBM, is the idea of an anti-ascites effect.
Absolutely.
What's going on there?
I mean, the ascites just dry up.
So what's happening? Why? Is it a vascular thing that doesn't have anything to do with the tumor, or what's going on?
It's purely vascular. So in the sense that the ascites in case of ovarian cancer and edema in case of brain tumor, it originates because you have leaky blood vessels. And when you give an agent such as bevacizumab or even 2171, I mean, cedarinib, that essentially reduces the permeability. And we published that in 1996, a very careful study published in PNAS, where we showed that within 6 hours of these agents, you begin to see permeability of tumor vessels begins to go down. And we looked at the kinetics. We looked at daily what was going on.